Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690, 54 degrees right now in Coffeyville, and it is time for our Thursday update from Coffeyville's Reawakening. We have Denise York here in studio. How are you doing? You made it through our construction zone.
So I did make it through.
It's going to get worse from here on out. So
that's okay. I live in construction
you
zone.
Do.
My husband does buildings.
Yeah, in the Midland and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
You know.
So I've got two hard hats good. In the back seat of my car, and if I need to pull
kidding.
Out steel-toed boots, I can.
You can.
On, yep.
Well, so. we might try to and drop a desk on you or something as we do around here. We've only had, I think everyone's had some blood so far in this project. So, you know, it's good. A desk bit Matt yesterday. So we actually don't know how it happened. It was pretty weird.
You have to get that badge of honor, right?
It drew blood just right away. And he's like, what the heck? No even possibility. There's nothing sharp. It's amazing.
As long as there's no ambulance called or anything. I mean, you're doing good.
He'll try to milk it for all it's worth. He was trying to, I threw out my back. Yeah. Matt, thank you.
He'll be calling OSHA.
Yeah. He's like, I got a workplace injury. I'm sure you did, buddy. So anyway, we've had a busy couple of weekends.
Months.
I mean, maybe
the whole year is busy, and there's more coming towards the end of the year to close it down.
Yeah.
So.
And we had last outdoor movie night. You said you had a pretty good turnout for that.
Yeah, we had around 75 out there, as cold as it was.
And yeah, a little chilly and competing with football, but that was all good. I'm glad Princess Bride is all in the books.
Yep, it was a great movie. So, you know, we'll be voting probably early next year on what movies we'll be putting on for the summer, so make sure you get in on that if you want your favorite movie shown.
That's great. Excellent. Yep. And then Brewfest, we had that all.
Oh, Brewfest was
out
great.
Here.
Yeah. Quite a crowd down there. I'm glad to see that the UP park is being utilized for what it was meant to be. You know, it's not really a kids park with equipment and stuff like that. It's more of a gathering place.
Yes.
And kind of the entrance to downtown. So, yeah, we look for more improvements at UP Park. We're kind of waiting to see if we received a grant or not. So maybe we'll have a good announcement here.
Right. Those grants are, I know City's taking advantage of that with the airport. So,
absolutely.
They've got all sorts of stuff they're putting in, which is fantastic. So,
I mean, if you look at Coffeyville's Reawakening, we've got over like $1 million worth of grants and donations just in the 3 years we've been around. So
that's great.
Really,
and, you
helps.
Know, it does take work to write those in a way that you can actually get a better shot at funding. So
if you are a grant writer, give me a call, because we're always looking for those that can, you know, help us out with that. We're we've got a list of things we could write grants for if we had the people.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because it does take work. People think, it's just, you know, you submit it.
Fill out an application, right?
Yeah.
There's pictures. I mean, there's just a lot to it.
You have to justify people giving you money.
Right. But I know it's a badge of honor if you get, you know, if your grant's been approved, you know, if you can say you've 100% of your grants are approved, we want those people.
That's
right?
Absolutely. Yep. That's great. So yeah, if you're interested. Yep. So we have it says a JAC fundraiser. Those are my initials. Right,
yeah,
there.
It's the Junior Advisory Council.
Not James Andrew Copeland.
No. This is a youth group from the high school. It's a strong group, but they're community volunteers. They're giving back to the community, and right now they have a fundraiser going on. That's Flock Your Friends, and for a donation of a certain amount, you can have a herd of flamingos.
It's a flock. I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Let me double check. Keep going.
Put in the yard. Yes, it is. Because that's the name of the fundraiser, Flock Your
Friends. I mean,
right?
Flock of birds are usually,
Yeah. So, you know, for your donations, you can have flamingos installed in somebody's yard, and there's a removal cost. A donation that you can do. There's insurance you can buy to ensure that you don't get the flock in your yard.
It's great.
But the flocks will be removed within 24 hours of this group. But it's a great fundraiser for them, and it goes through November 5th, and they just fill up their calendar. I think they have two flocks, so if they're assigned for the night, then, you know, that's off the table. But check in, because it's a great fundraiser for them, and they do a lot of work. They sponsored the triathlon during the summer, and it was a great group of volunteers we had out at the summer celebration. we were kind of short some volunteers, and they jumped in and filled the bill. So
that is great. I know we had a my church in Manhattan, Kansas. We did this for a summer. It was like a youth fundraiser for the high school youth. And so we had hundreds and hundreds of them that we were driving all over town. So I'd go deliver them and flock the different yards
right.
and stuff. It was, but I just looked it up. I cannot believe this. This is extremely exciting. The name for our group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I have no idea. I did not know that.
We're going to have to let Carrie know
yes.
that. So
next year we'll get on the poster.
Flock your friends with the flamboyance.
A flamboyance of flamingos. Okay. And that's an alliteration right there. So that's even two for one.
Absolutely. So that it's good. So get a hold of Carrie. I think the number is 620-515-1118 if you want to schedule friends, enemies,
yes.
Co-workers to have their yards flocked.
Absolutely. So, I'm all in favor of this. This is yeah. we had long-running family jokes back when you could buy flamingos for $1 each at Kmart. So, that was a thing that my dad's side of the family they would do. So this is excellent. I'm glad to see it continuing here for a good cause.
Right, for an absolutely good cause. And these kids, I mean, they're high school, and to join Jack, you just don't join it. I mean, you have to be interviewed and accepted. So they've got 29 members this year, so it's a strong organization. So.
Good deal. So we are into the month of October, spooky season, Halloween, all that sort of thing. What's going on with the Cedar Bluffs Spook Trail?
That's a must. You need to get that on your calendar for... on 10/22, I think.
22 is the Saturday.
Yep, that's a
couple Saturdays from now.
Saturday night, get down there to Cedar Bluff for the Spook Trail, and then they have it again on the following weekend on 10/28, 10/29.
And this is one of those things. I think you're riding through it. You're there's maybe some walking and some riding. I think that's what Candy said. They're kind of on a ride there. So
it's a spook trail. I try to stay away from those.
You're not like your cup of tea. I do like the corn mazes and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Are kind of fun. But then, you can, get lost and you cut across it and stuff. So.
Yeah, I would probably be the cut acrosser.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But that starts 7:30 each of those nights, and that's a fundraiser for them, too. So if you haven't been out to Cedar Bluff Camp, I mean, you need to go out there and look at it. I mean, it's just a great setting, and a lot of reunions go out there and have reunions, weddings. It's a great place.
Sure, absolutely. What else do we have coming up?
We have Christmas on the Plaza.
Okay, excellent.
We are in full swing planning that. So Shannon and I, we've got a couple people added on helping us this year. So there's Krista Hanna and Wyatt Starnes joining in. And then the unofficial volunteer for everything we do is usually Annette Harbaugh. So, we're in the planning for that. We're taking applications for our vendors. And we are capping it this year, so we're taking the first 25 vendors that come in, and then we'll have to look at our space and see what we have left. So, get out there on Facebook. There's applications to fill out, or stop by Reawakening and get your spot if you want to sell something.
So. That's great. And real quick, I know, we don't even – It feels like it's far in advance, but it'll be here before we know it.
It will.
In a nutshell, what is that? If someone's say, "Hey, I'm new to town. I am a vendor. I'm kind of interested in what this event is."
Okay, and it all came about like the vendors when, we wanted people to shop local.
Yeah.
And during the winter times, I mean, we have farmers market where you can sell your goods and crafts and things like that. So we didn't have anything for Christmas. So the first year, I think we had 30 vendors. In two different areas where we were open certain days where you can come in and shop for, just Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
The unusual, not anything you can go to Walmart and buy.
Homemade, local ones.
Right. We had food. We've got, wood crafts and just the whole gamut of anybody that does, crafts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, now, are they set up outside or the inside?
No,
where are they?
That's the good part
about
this.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking like people bundled up trying to stay warm.
No, they are inside, and the good part about this is that you can come in, set up your table, one weekend, and it just stays there.
Nice.
We lock the doors, it's secure, so it's not something you have to pack every in and out all the time, unless you're selling a lot and you have to keep bringing things back in, but that's the good part of it. And then we are looking at a marketplace, just a small area, kind of like a Christmas shop, to where it may not be hand goods or something, but it's kind of a higher end unique gifts to stock some of those. So we're seeing how that goes. That'll be something we try this year too. But so Christmas on the Plaza, get your booths secure now.
Yep.
And then it starts November 2nd and November 3rd. The 2nd is the parade, and we'll have the booths open during that time. And then on the 3rd, that's a Saturday, we're going to be open from 9 a.m. to 2. The vendors will be there. We've got the live music with Dr. Wiggins is putting together a great show.
And good.
If you went to the band competition he had, I mean, we're expecting big things from Dr. Wiggins.
And we'll probably rope Chris into it too. So
yeah,
over there.
Absolutely. And then we have a bake-off that same day. They'll be announced in the afternoon. So all this is on our Facebook page, so you can get in there and see it. And then on the following weekend, on 12/9 and 12/10, on Friday we have the Grinch will be downtown, and horse carriages should be there. And then Saturday is movie night, so that is the Polar Express. And then the Grinch will be around, along with all the vendors open and food trucks. So hopefully it'll be a good time.
Oh, excellent. That's all good. And kind of Christmassy, there's the Candlelight Tours coming up?
Oh, absolutely. That is, you know, that's how Christmas on the Plaza came about, because the Candlelight Tours, there was so many people packed in the Brown Mansion that we were trying to relieve the parking and everything.
Sure.
It's like, you know, if we can just get something going downtown that people can come to and, you know, and kind of hang out and do before they go to the mansion, so we could spread out the crowd. That's how Christmas on the Plaza came about.
That's a good problem to have.
it is a good problem to have. And then during the pandemic, we started on the Candlelight Tours just selling so many tickets per an hour slot. So we didn't have – I was there one – you know, just working as a volunteer on the second floor. There must have been 200 people. You couldn't see down the hallway.
No.
And it just kind of that's just way too many to even enjoy it. So we found out that selling tickets for – time slots worked out better, so we've just continued that on. So, if you buy a ticket for 7 o'clock and you get here at 6 and come downtown, hang out, there'll be things to do, and then go to the Candlelight Tours. But I know in the past we had over 150 trees decorated inside.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful place, especially during Christmas with all the lights. And one thing that Darla Thornburg is ramrods this, that she's added this year, is a corporate night. Or a corporate ticket. So if your, you know, business or something wants to have an intimate Christmas party for, I think it's $500, but we can talk to Darla about that and make sure, can have the mansion for that for 3 hours that evening, bring in snacks or whatever you want to do. It helps support the mansion, and it gives you a very elegant setting. You know, you don't have to do decorating or anything. You just kind of come in, enjoy, and then leave. So
yeah, and I think that's actually a discount on the normal price, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah
that's a good deal.
And I think we've got it where it's up to 100 people can be in for that one.
Okay.
One group. So be thinking about that. I think we've already got one scheduled. So
yeah, good to be planning your Christmas parties now, because things would be filling up.
You know, and if you don't, we won't be open. It's not available the night of the Candlelight Tours, so you've got to fill in one of those other spots. So, and we've got limited volunteers again. So just be thinking about that. I think we should have Darla in here to talk about it.
It'd be great.
In a week or two and see how that goes. So I think that's all I had for this morning, except, again, thanking all the volunteers that are helping us. And if you want to volunteer, if you enjoy Christmas and want to jump in and help us, give me a call.
Yeah. And what number do they call?
620-252-5861.
Excellent.
Or stop in at headquarters at 115 West 9th, or hit us up on Facebook.
Good deal. Good deal. That's very good. Any other updates? One more thing on the Midland. Any sort of thing? Just continuing progress, right?
Continuing progress. I know they were pouring cement this past week.
Okay.
So to kind of get the bathroom straight away, and we haven't found any more surprises in there.
Well, that's
yet,
always
so.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. No more wallets. No more social security cards.
No. But what we have done, Cindy Price is putting together. She's taken pictures of the things that were in the wallets, like. I mean, not the Social Security cards or anything like that. So, and the pictures of the wallets, because they're very unique.
That's so
cool. They're like from the 50s. So,
yeah.
I mean, I probably carried a wallet that looked like one or two of these, or saw one. So, and we're going to do something with that, post it or something.
I love it.
And then we're going to try to get the stuff back to the owners if we can. So that's the next phase of that.
Excellent. So, all right. Well, Denise York, thank you so much for coming in. As always, I always look forward to our chats, and I'll have you in again next week.
Thank you.
All right. And we will get started here with Open Line here in just a little bit. Right after the top of the 9 o'clock hour, you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.